The news is read by Karen Creed.
Good morning. At least 10 people are now known to have died in wildfires engulfing Los Angeles. Strong winds overnight fanned the flames once again. Around 10,000 homes and other buildings have been either damaged or destroyed. Some people have been returning to their devastated homes searching for possessions. The city authorities have ordered 180,000 residents to leave their neighbourhoods. A curfew is being imposed in some areas to prevent looting. The LA Police Chief Jim McDonald said the force's focus was on preventing crime, as many abandoned homes were now at risk of crime.
Protecting homes and businesses in the evacuated and vulnerable zones is our priority, ensuring no one takes advantage of a difficult situation. There will be zero tolerance for looting. Looting or exploiting this disaster will not be tolerated. Individuals caught looting or committing crimes in affected areas will be arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
The Copernicus Climate Change Service has said last year was the hottest on record. The EU agency declared that the warming climate was beyond anything humans had ever experienced. It found that during last year, temperatures were 1.6 degrees higher than the pre-industrial average. Its director, Carlo Buontempo, said the cause was the greenhouse gases that were being pumped into the atmosphere.
The many record-breaking events we have seen over the course of the last 12 months are not statistical oddities, but rather a direct consequence of the generalized warming of our climate system, which is mostly fueled by the steady increase in atmospheric concentration of greenhouse gases.
Here, a status orange low temperature and ice warning has now been lifted. However, a less severe status yellow warning for the entire country will remain in force until midday. Overnight temperatures dipped to minus 6.3 degrees in Ballyhays in County Cavan and in Grange in County Meath. A thaw is now forecast to set in following a week of sub-zero temperatures. Gardaí are warning that even with a rise in temperature, some roads and footpaths will remain hazardous. The ESB and Uisce Éireann say they expect to have supply restored to all customers this morning. Talks aimed at agreeing a programme for government are expected to intensify over the coming days. The regional group of independents, made up of seven TDs, will meet this morning to decide a common position ahead of expected talks with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Mary Regan of our political staff reports.
Talks between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, which have picked up in pace in recent days, will continue throughout the weekend. But with 86 seats between them just shy of a majority, the big focus will be on who will make up the third leg of any coalition. The Kerry independent TDs, Michael and Danny Healy-Ray, will meet the leaders of the two bigger parties today. Talks are also ongoing with Independent Ireland, which has four TDs. The regional group of seven independents, convened by Tipperary TD Michael Lowry, will meet this morning ahead of what's expected to be its first formal engagement with the two bigger parties. The group has finalised a policy document which they want reflected in the programme for government. Despite some questions being asked about the central role being played by Michael Lowry, both Micheál Martin and Simon Harris said there will be no kingmakers in these talks. The Taoiseach said it's up to the regional independent group who leads their negotiations, while the Taoiseach said Mr. Lowry would not be a minister in any such coalition deal.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris is to speak with the First Minister of Wales, Eleanor Morgan, about the impact of the closure of Holyhead Port. Ferry services at the port have been suspended since Storm Dara damaged it at the start of December. The port operator, Stena Line, has confirmed a partial reopening of the port next Thursday. All ferry services between Dublin and Holyhead had been cancelled in recent weeks, affecting freight and passenger traffic. The US Supreme Court has rejected an application by the US President-elect Donald Trump to hold the sentencing due today for his hush money conviction. Mr. Trump was found guilty in May of covering up payments to the adult film actress Stormy Daniels. In a majority decision, the justices said the burdens that sentencing would impose on Mr. Trump's transition duties were relatively insubstantial in light of the judge's stated intent to hand down an unconditional discharge. And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
It will remain very cold this morning with widespread frost, ice or black ice. Cloud and rain in the southwest will slowly move northeast, turning to sleet for a time with snow on high ground, and it will be dry in Ulster and North Leinster. Highest temperatures will range from 1 to 5 degrees, and there is a warning that southeast winds will reach gale force 8 at times this morning on coastal waters from Mizenhead to Valentia to Lupet.